coming up on episode number 311. Well, we've taken your requests, we've boiled them for 3 minutes, and then we've dyed them all in beautiful pastel colors and are ready to hide them for you to discover. Yes, it's the Easter edition, and that's really the only time I'm going to mention that it's Easter of the request show. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is April 8th, 2007. My name is Brian Evett. Tina's laughing because I have to look at the calendar. And welcome to Coverville, another edition of Coverville tonight, bringing you your requests, stuff you've written in, called in, or sent via Wii message, however you got your requests in to me. I've lined them all up and going to play them. And no, none of them have anything to do with Easter. No egg songs, no bunny songs, no peeps, nothing. Yeah, kind of interesting. Okay, we'll talk about our sponsor for the show, Audio Engine USA, in just a moment. But first, let's get to that first batch of requests. This first one comes to us from Jordan Conley, and it's Third Eye Blind and Merle Haggard doing Cry, Cry, Cry. And rather than tell you who it's a cover of, you may already know, but they say it a couple times at the beginning of the song, well, maybe once or twice, and so I'll give you a chance to hear who they say they're covering. Here's Cry, Cry, Cry by Third Eye Blind and Merle Haggard.
Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash trying to calm the criminal, soothed and imprisoned by a Memphis summer hymnal. And a safety razor and a good man's nightmare, and that long road out of here paved by words that he don't believe. And a bitch of a woman caused the man in black to grieve.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. Think you only live to see the lights of town. I'm wasting my time, and I will try, try, try. When the lights have lost their glow, cry, cry, cry. Soon the sugar daddy will all be gone. Wake up some cold day, find you're all alone. You call for me, but I'm gonna tell you bye, bye, bye. When I turn around and walk, you cry, cry, cry. You're gonna cry, cry, cry. And you cry alone. And when everyone's forgotten, left on your own, you're gonna cry, 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 cry.
I lie awake at night and wait till you come in. Stay a little while and then you're gone again. Every question that I ask, I get a lie, lie, lie. Every lie you tell, you're gonna cry, cry, cry.
You're gonna cry. And then you cry alone. And everyone's forgotten in your lap on your own. You're gonna cry, 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 cry.
Thank you.
care for you. And you'll come back for me for a little love, that's true. I'll tell you no, and then you'll ask me why. When I remind you all of this, you'll cry. You're gonna cry. And you want me then. It'll hurt you when you think about the fool you've been. You're gonna cry. You're gonna cry.
Johnny Cash trying to calm the criminal, soothed and imprisoned by a Memphis summer wind. Safety rating. It's gonna hurt you.
Hello, Brian. This is Shannon from Los Angeles. I've listened to your show for a long time. This is my first time contacting you for a request. I wanted to start off by thanking you. Your podcast got me through many long nights of my dissertation, and now it's getting me through many long nights doing research as a postdoctoral scholar at UCLA. So thank you. Your podcast is awesome, and I enjoy it every time I listen to it. I wanted to request a group that I'm sure you've heard of, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard of, but I haven't heard on the podcast before. It's the 5678s. They were featured prominently in the Kill Bill soundtrack, and one of the big songs from that soundtrack, Woohoo, has been featured in many commercials. And you can play just about any song from them. I would be happy. Any song that I've ever heard just puts a smile on my face, but my personal favorite is Mr. Lee. I've played it for many of my friends and family, and no matter who I play it for, they just get such a kick out of it. And it really just makes you smile, and just like your podcast. So thank you very much. You are doing a great job. I love every podcast I listen to, and just keep up the good work and keep getting me through my research. So thanks a lot, Brian. Take care. Bye-bye.
1, 2, 3. Look at me study. 3, 4, 5. Look at the enjoy.
Mr. Lee by the 5678s. And that's going out to Shannon in Los Angeles, working on her, she was working on her dissertation. Have to let us know how that's all going. And of course, you recognize the 5678s. Woohoo, like she mentioned, is all over the airwaves in commercials and things like that. They were featured in the Kill Bill movie, the first one. And that comes from a CD called Bomb the Rocks, which is the early days of the 5678s. And it's a great disc to pick up. If you don't have any 5678s, I mean, it's got everything you could possibly want. It's got Woohoo. It's got Mr. Lee. It's got, I think, one or two other covers, a cover of the Trogs or the Zombies. I can't remember. But it's 27 tracks, and, you know, it doesn't fit the J-pop level. I'm sorry, label, but it definitely fits the J-Rock label. So thank you, Shannon, for requesting that one. You gave me a great excuse to pick up that disc. Before that, you heard Third Eye Blind and Merle Haggard covering Johnny Cash's Cry, Cry, Cry. And you'll find that on a single, I believe, on iTunes called Cry, 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 if you're doing a search for it. Of course, I'll have a link in the show notes to where you can find it that way if you need to. Well, usually I play your audio requests, the call-ins and stuff, between songs. This time I'm going to play it before because I've got something I want to say.
Hi, Brian. This is Dan Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Hi, Dan.
Traveling to work up in Dayton, Ohio. And we're just listening to Today in Music History for Friday, March 30th, 2007. Great podcast, by the way. Love Today in Music History because it just fills me with my daily dose of trivia, of music trivia and whatnot. And I always love at the end how if you make a little quiz to see if we can find out when the number one song was number one. And on this particular episode, you had mentioned that the number one song was He's So Fine, and how it was, and you mentioned the controversy about George Harrison's song My Sweet Lord. For Coverville, I was wondering if there exists an episode in Coverville where an artist has actually done both songs, kind of like a mashup of both songs where they flip back and forth. I'm probably delving into obscurity, but I'm sure that somewhere, maybe down a deep dark alley of Coverville somewhere, there would be a song such as this. Thanks again, Brian. And make it a great day.
Thank you, Dan, and appreciate your call. It's funny that you bring it up because you're asking about songs where someone was accused of plagiarizing the original artist, but then maybe the original artist comes back and does both songs, or maybe the covering performer does both songs, or the plagiarizing performer, I should say. And it's funny that this came up while you were hearing He's So Fine, the controversy between He's So Fine and My Sweet Lord. And it's interesting also that you bring up mashing up where they go back and forth between the two songs within one song. Because, sure enough, So He's So Fine came out in 1963, and My Sweet Lord by George Harrison came out in 1970, and the court case came out in 1976. It was brought up that Billy Preston was involved in this jam session with George Harrison. The two of them were kind of riffing around and came up with My Sweet Lord. And Billy Preston actually released it on an album before George Harrison. I'm not going to play that version. What I'm going to play, though, is a version that came out later. I'm not sure exactly how much later, because this was released on an album, a greatest hits collection that came out in 1988, and my records are not showing when this was actually released. But the Chiffons came back and did a cover of My Sweet Lord, the George Harrison track. And I'm not sure if they did it as some sort of peace, clear the air kind of thing, or if it was a way of getting some royalties back to George Harrison, or what the deal was. But I present to you, the Coverville listener, a cover of My Sweet Lord, which was deemed to be a plagiarism off of He's So Fine, performed by the band that performed He's So Fine, the Chiffons. Here's My Sweet Lord. Thank you.
could find. Laid my proposition down, laid it all on the line. I won't slave for Vegas pay, likewise gold and jewels, but I would slave to learn a way to sink your ship of fools, ship of fools on a than I thought when I first believed you. Now I cannot share your laughter, ship of fools. Saw your first ship sink and drown from rocking of the moon. All that could not sink or swim were just left there and afloat. But I won't leave you drifting down. Oh, it makes me wild. With 30 years upon my head to have you calm and child, ship off. Thank you.
I love it when I get to play Elvis Costello on a request show. That's Ship of Fools, requested by Dan from Hawaii. That's from Kojak Variety. Elvis Costello doing a lot of covers on that album, or on the double album, which you should definitely look for when you buy that. That is a cover of The Grateful Dead. And I believe he also contributed that to the Dedicated CD, but I could be wrong. Before that, you heard My Sweet Lord, covered by the Chiffons. Of course, a cover of the George Harrison song that he was charged with plagiarizing from the Chiffons. That was a request by Dan Johnson. You know, I can't imagine, Dan, that you made that request and hit on all those things without knowing that that existed. So if that was your sly way of getting me to play that cover right there, then it worked. Let's really quickly talk about the sponsor for Coverville. See, Coverville needs sponsors. It needs your help, needs your support, and appreciate it when I get it. Today's sponsor is Audio Engine USA, specifically the Audio Engine 5 speakers. Now, these are the I've talked about them on the show, and of course, you can look on the website and see a photograph of them. Or if you have an iPod and you're listening to the AAC version, you can look down at your iPod and see what those speakers look like. They're gorgeous. They have a piano finish. They come in either black or white, and they sound incredible. And the I've recently moved them downstairs, and I'm doing what they're very equipped to do, which is support the Airport Express that Apple makes. There's a plug on the back of the speakers, a power outlet on the back of the speakers. You plug in the Airport Express, and then you run a little cable from the audio out of the Airport Express into the speakers. And you've got the ability to wirelessly send music from iTunes anywhere in the house. We're going to use these outside this summer. Right now I've moved them downstairs in front of the screen where I play Wii and PlayStation 3, so that instead of listening to the music on the Wii, I can actually listen to whatever I want. They've also got a USB plug on the top, so you can use them with any MP3 player that supports USB, including the iPod. You can charge your iPod while you're listening to it. It's actually got dual 1/8-inch plugs, so you can have two sources of sound coming into them, which is awesome. And very cool speakers. And here's what I've done. I've created a website on coverville.com. If you don't want to remember audioengineusa.com, just go to coverville.com/audioengine, and it'll take you right to their main page. And that'll allow you to check out the speakers and order some for yourself if you like. Audio Engine USA, really happy to have them as a sponsor. Check them out. All right, last night, Tina and I watched a movie called Children of Men, which was a very depressing film. Clive Owen, Julianne Moore in that, as well as... Tina, who's that other guy? Michael Caine, who's in every movie. He's The Prestige. I think he's in some of my home movies, too. But anyway, Children of Men, it also featured a song that, a great cover, and it featured it very prominently in a couple of very important scenes. Wayne from the UK suggested that I play it on the show, and I'm more than happy to do it. The performer is Franco Battiato. And again, it comes from the Children of Men soundtrack. Of course, it's a cover of the Rolling Stones classic. Here's Franco Battiato.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still I'm gonna miss you. Don't question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained
to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you. No time to lose, I heard they say. Cash your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you will lose your mind. Ain't life unkind? Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday. Who could hang a name on you when you change with every new day? Still, I'm gonna miss you.
Hi Brian, this is Christoph from Hamburg, Germany, of Coverville Idol fame. We won the first one, the second didn't go as well, but I'm looking forward to the next one, either as a contributor or as a judge. So he has a request from me. In the mid-80s, there was a fabulous CD or LP called Lust in the Stars, the music of Kurt Weill, the German composer, and people of course know him for the Three Penny Opera. The most famous song of that opera is Mack the Knife, and on this record there was a version by Sting. So I wonder if you want to play it on one of your shows. Thanks a lot from a loyal Coverville listener.
See the shark has teeth like razors, all can read his open face, and Mack Heath has got a knife, but not in such an obvious place. See the shark how red his fins are as he slashes at his prey. Mack the knife wears white kid gloves, which give the minimum away. Thank you.
ghastly fire in Soho, self and children at one go. In the crowd stands Mac the knife, but he's not asked and doesn't know. In the crowd stands Mac the knife, but he's not asked and doesn't know.
That is The Ballad of Mac the Knife, originally written by Kurt Vile for the Three Penny Opera. Of course, a very famous version done by Bobby Darin. You'll find that on the Lost in the Stars compilation, the music of Kurt Vile. And thank you to Christoph for sending that in. Before that, we had Ruby Tuesday. Sorry, I just ran over the mic. We had Ruby Tuesday, originally by the Rolling Stones, performed there by Franco Battiato for the Children of Men soundtrack, a movie that Tina and I watched last night. A very happy, upbeat, you know, fun comedy romp.
Yeah, completely the opposite.
Yes, a little dark, a little depressing.
Yeah,
kind of like Blade Runner, a future rocked by
infertility.
Apocalypse. Well, yeah, and infertility. So, Tina, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Welcome to Coverville. Welcome to the studio.
Thanks. You know, I had read the book Children of Men probably, I don't know, 12, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. whenever the book first came out. And it was, what I recalled from the book, it was a bit different. It wasn't quite as oppressive. There was always this sense of hope that this gal was carrying the, you know, the next life and that there was hope out there for everybody. And this was a bit darker than I recalled the book being, but it was a good movie nonetheless.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely worth seeing. You get my recommendation.
Yeah.
Because that's what you listen to Coverville for, our movie recommendations.
Right.
Well, Anna from Australia has sent in a Musically Challenged.
Yay!
So let's get to that. Hi, Anna. I guess she'll get to that, right?
Well, g'day there, Brian, and g'day, Tina.
G'day, Anna.
Hello.
It's Anna here from the Music Eye Quiz podcast. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm back again with another Musically Challenged for you, and it's turning into a Musically Challenged for me as well to think up something new each time. But I thought this week we might do some mashups.
Ooh.
Now, a mashup is a combination of two or more songs. It's usually the vocals from one song laid over the instrumental part from another song. So I'm going to play for you three mashups. What I want you to do is see if you can identify each of the songs and each of the artists that is included in each mashup.
Oh, wow.
Question one. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down.
All right.
I don't know who does the
Manamana,
but Tristan loves that song.
Yep.
It's in our car.
That's Cake.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Frequently on the Coverville Countdown.
Oh, is it?
And then
really?
The other one is Gold Digger.
Is that Snoop Dogg?
No, I think it's see, this is where I'm gonna really show my ignorance in hip hop. Is it Usher with Jamie Foxx? I know Jamie Foxx is in there and he was in the video for it.
Oh, maybe.
I think Usher, but
I don't know.
Boy, all right, let's move on.
Question two.
Who does that song? I forgot.
It's another one of Tristan's favorites.
I know.
The party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball.
I'm not going to jump in and say it. I'll let people... jumped in there a little. All right, it's Who Let the Dogs Out. The group is the Baha Men.
Okay.
And then the other song was Brimful of Asha by Corner Shop.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten those. Yeah. I mean, I knew them, but I didn't know who they were or really what the title was.
That was a great song, too, from like the late 90s, I think.
Yeah.
Brimful of Asha. Yeah, I wonder what happened to Corner Shop. All right, continue on to number three.
Question three.
I'll let you have that
AC/DC,
one.
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Oh, not
no,
Back
no, no,
in
no,
Black.
No, shoot, I do this every time.
No matter how hard
shoot.
I try.
Well, then that's Cher.
Uh-huh. All right, you've got the bands identified. What are the songs?
I know. I don't know what the name of the Cher song is.
Believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And AC/DC? Oh, Tina.
I know. I really like AC/DC, and I couldn't. I have no clue what the name of it is.
It's You Shook Me All
Night
Long.
All Night Long, yeah. Okay.
All right.
Now's the time to rewind if you want to hear any of those again. Otherwise, we'll go through the answers.
No need, Anna.
Those are fun mashups.
They are.
And this was question one. The music here is, of course, a favorite on the Coverville Countdown. It's Mana Mana from Cake. And the vocals on top of that is Gold Digger from Kanye West.
Kanye West.
Oh.
Yes.
And question two. The music here is Brimful of Asher from Corner Shop. And on top of that is Who Let the Dogs Out from that fine group, the Baha Men. And the final question, the vocals are from Cher and her song Believe. And the backing is from AC/DC with You Shook Me All Night Long. It's a good combination, don't you think?
It fits together pretty well, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for another Musically Challenged. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And if anyone's interested in checking out my podcast, The Music Eye Quiz, you can do a search for Music Quiz on the iTunes Music Store. Take care, you guys, and we'll see you next time for another Musically Challenged.
Thanks, Anna. Yeah, you definitely should check out, if you're not subscribed to Music Eye Quiz or Pod Quiz, any of the other contributors to the Coverville Musically Challenged family. You should definitely check him out. And if you have an idea for Musically Challenged, by golly, just record it. And did I just say by golly? You should record it and send it to me and we'll get it on the show. And
by,
I don't...
By golly, Beef.
By God, gee. Look what you did to your trousers. And you, you know, you rest assured, I don't listen to them before we go through them. So who knows what kind of fascist propaganda you could throw into a Musically Challenge that I won't hear until it until it actually is part of the show.
And then you'd have to edit.
Yes, I will. All right, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you to our sponsor, Audio Engine USA. Thank you to Tina for coming down and joining us.
You're welcome.
And thank you to you for listening. I really do appreciate that. If you want to get in touch with me and request a song, much like you heard all of our requestors in today's show, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can send me your lovely voice either as an attachment to an email or by calling the Coverville request line at 206-222-COVER, or be anonymous and send and post something on the weblogs or in the forums at coverville.com, where everyone can see it and make comments about it. What else? Anything going on that we need to tell them about? I can't think of anything.
Nope. Happy Easter for those who celebrate.
That's right. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. Has that started yet?
Yeah, that was last week.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so there you go. Hope you had a happy Passover.
Oh, happy Easter Monday.
Some people celebrate Easter Monday?
The government used to get it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's a big thing in Virginia, I hear.
Well, there you go. Oh, and Holy Saturday was yesterday? Oh, yeah. Easter Monday. It's on my... on my thing. In the UK, it's a bank holiday.
Wow. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. All right. And that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. We'll be back on Tuesday night or Wednesday night, probably Tuesday night this week with another edition. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.